This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and you're now listening to The Fridge.
Thank you. about you all the. I think about you all the. I think about you all the time, and then I wonder, do I? I think about you all the time, and then I wonder, do I feel your mind the way I feel your body, or you're just another? I wonder if we really. I wonder if we really. I wonder if we really could be more than late night lovers. We really could be more than late night lovers, undercovers, thinking more than single-minded empty vessels. Believe. I find it hard to believe you could love me for what you can't. I find it hard to believe you could love me for what you can't see, because it's so ingrained in your brain you can't separate it.
not convey just what I'm feeling, but I hope you recognize what's right before your eyes. Oh, your heart should realize from where I'm dealing. Baby, I'm trying to show you that I love you. Baby, I'm trying to show you that I care. Baby, I'm trying to tell you that I need you. Baby, I'm trying to tell you that I care.
Mm-hmm. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo. Bésame mucho, como si si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo. Esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte. Thank you.
Thank you. driving on 9. You could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9.
Went out to Morgan. Morgan, if you're still listening tonight, and anyone still wherever you are, whatever you're up doing, hope you are having a beautiful night. And that was Driving on 9 by The Breeders. And next up we have Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee.
Yeah.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Thank you for spending this Monday evening with The Fridge. If you liked what you were listening to, you can tune back in next Monday at 10 p.m. sharp, only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT.
Good afternoon, good evening, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to another edition of Ebony Spectrum. This week we'll be looking at the election coming up. We got about less than 11 days coming, and this is from Friday from our girl Vinay.
Long time no see, I feel, but it's a lot of work being done on the ground. It's only got 11 days into the election. But I would be remiss if I didn't get up here and talk about VP Harris' opportunity agenda for black men. And if you haven't heard, here's what it includes. Investing in black-owned small businesses. Legalizing recreational marijuana nationwide, she's on our side. Policing reform, obviously. Addressing health challenges that disproportionately impact black men, like sickle cell disease, mental health, and diabetes. More education training and mentorship programs to combat unfair and unnecessary barriers to black men's success, like degree requirements. An expanded child tax credit, $6,000. And down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, now we're cooking with grease. For a promising presidential hopeful to openly and outwardly claim black men as needing to be a protected class before winning an election is damn near unprecedented. But y'all telling me some of y'all still up here talking about pandering? Let me tell you the difference between pandering and actually showing up. Many of us believe that because black communities are continuously targeted with fluff and memes and rappers, that politicians are virtually incapable of enacting, endorsing, or legislating policy on our behalf in tangible ways. Now, pandering is just saying what you want to hear, or using inauthentic tools to connect on a cultural level, or looping black people in with efforts centered on other marginalized groups of people, claiming we should be cool because it benefits black people too. For decades, the political arena has damn near been terrified to stand up and naming black people, particularly black men, as a demographic that is in need of and deserving of America's help. America literally owes us far more than concepts of a plan, people. And here you have one, plain as day. VP Harris wants to give out $1 million forgivable loans of up to $20,000 to black entrepreneurs, y'all. And in addition to that, she wants to raise the small business startup tax deduction from $5,000 to $50,000 cash. How many of y'all own a small business? Raise your hand. I do. Do you know what I could do with $50,000? Meanwhile, a group of Americans emboldened by Trump-era villainization of affirmative action tried to sue Fearless Fund for giving money to black women-owned businesses, temporarily siphoning off support for a whole sector of black business owners. And look, now them same people mad the admission rates declined at the Ivy Leagues. Not only does she want to legalize weed, and thank God for us down south, goodness gracious, but she's not just trying to undo the harm marijuana convictions have brought on black men and their families, but she also wants to make sure that black men have a seat at the table of the ever-growing cannabis industry. You know, the one that the dude bros over on the West Coast have been running? Well, black men literally sit in jail on overwrought weed charges? You can't tell me you still clinging to that lie that she threw thousands of black men in jail for weed. Not when this has always been her stance. No! Common sense police reform? Great, yes. Because did you know that Congress still has not passed the George Floyd Act? Not because Democrats are liars or don't really want to get anything done, but because 80% of people who vote Democrat do not vote down ballot. So while I'm glad a lot of y'all got out there and voted on the first day of voting, I do hope you at least tick them boxes all the way down so we can help VP Harris and Congress finally ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants. This is why we keep saying we can't divest just yet. Too much stuff that's still on the table. Meanwhile, Donald Trump talking about giving police total immunity? That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day, because that involves exacerbating the already too well-known truth that many people in this country become police officers just so they can have complete authority over people that don't look like them. And because policing in America was birthed in slavery, we know exactly who those people are. Now, let's talk about education. VP Harris wants to provide resources to amplify educational avenues like HBCUs, while under